Hello, darling. Thank you, as always, for your patience. I took genuine pleasure in reading this chapter, Something from Nothing, and I do mean that. I don't know. I'm glad that I waited until I had an afternoon to read it instead of rushing to read it late at night, because it warranted me taking my time to take it in, because it just melted my heart. It was just such a joyous, sweet story. So given the context of your fetish and how this book interplays with that, I'm not sure exactly how you want this particular story to make me feel. With that being said, I will just tell you how it made me feel. And then you can do with those thoughts, as always, what you wish. That being, if it isn't how you want me to feel, then you can revise it. If it is, then it will affirm you. Although I can't imagine that this story made me feel any way other than how you intended it to. It was just a delight. It was emotionally evocative in that it made me feel something, which is an achievement, probably the ultimate achievement of narrative writing. It was so prolifically detailed. Not a single detail was missed. Not a single plot hole could be found. And it filled in so much of the story world without any heavy-handed exposition. And I do think that you are kind of a master of exposition, in that I realized pretty immediately that this particular story took place much longer after the change than the former ones had. However, it wasn't because you spelled it out to me. It was because, you like any good author, has faith that your reader... One second. Okay, never mind. Has faith that your reader doesn't need to be held by the hand to understand the backstory of something. All that to say, you did an excellent job giving me the exposition that I... Sorry, that's my dog. Giving me the exposition that I needed, which was that this particular story in the context of the novel takes place long after the change, unlike the other that came before it. And eventually I realized that right away. It also just gave me so much insight into the story and into the story world. Give me just a moment. My pup is trying to come here. Come here. Come on. Okay. It gave me so much insight into the story world. It gave me so much detail. And it felt as though it wasn't because I needed it, or you were trying to force all the intricacies. I think that's how that's meant to be. Intricacies, yeah, that's the word, of the story world down my throat. You just presented them in a way that any intelligent reader could follow. So I just wanted to commend you for that, and also for the fact that you wrote a story that just absolutely made me feel so happy and, I don't know, sentimental. So I'll begin with my notes. I said in the very beginning, when he was first with his madame at the cafe, I said, all I feel for this man are pity and relief that he has been taken away from her. Is that how you want me to feel? I can't imagine that it is not, given everything that happened in the story. And then I said, should I want these men to be mistreated and crushed? Because so far, I feel for all of them. I feel for them in the same way that I would feel for anything helpless, like a child or an animal. So if that is your intention, then you've been successful. So again, so far I've felt nothing but empathy for these men, and I don't want them to be hurt. And if that is your goal and your fetish derives from just the, I'm trying to think of how to phrase this, the anticipation of them being crushed in certain contexts, then that's completely fine. I think I imagined, although I guess you did have one story that you've had some more, I'm trying to think if you've had a story yet that's had a man that was really reprehensible. You did have the sexually abusive person in the one story, but he was only briefly mentioned. So if you want me to find these men reprehensible at all or deserving of their fate, I have not yet. And if that is a goal at all in this novel, I would recommend, if you have a story like that upcoming, and again, I'm reading these one by one, moving it forward perhaps to the beginning, because so far I just love these men and I want to protect them. So now let's see, some of these notes will be small, some will be big. I think some are small. And honestly, I'm pretty sure nearly all of them, if not all of them, are praise again. And I hope that you don't take that to mean that I'm not reading this thoroughly or that I'm not thinking about your writing critically, because I am. In most instances, you've honestly, truly written it so well that I am looking with a very critical eye and simply can't find all that much to criticize. So, the first note I have is on page 85, Daniel not recognizing the expression, "Do you want to?" is, I said, is such a fine touch of detail, that it was so smart that he doesn't recognize some language in general. I was like, it is so deeply impressive to me that you have thought of all of these small fine details like that I would never have even thought of, that isn't language that he's ever learned or heard, so he wouldn't understand what it meant. I just wanted to let you know that your attention to detail kind of surpasses the attention to detail that I'm used to in most writing, in that you think of things that I truly would not have thought of. And it just tells me that this story world is so well developed. And so I commend you for that. My next note is just a very general compliment. I said, I love that this particular story takes place much later. Because at first it's disorienting, but then of course we come to realize exactly what's going on, because we get a brand new perspective on what's essentially a new generation who only know this as their reality. It's kind of like akin to, I thought, my first comparison that came to mind was technology. For instance, I am 26, so I spent half of my adolescence without technology like smartphones and even internet. Like, I would say when I was in middle school, we had dial-up internet. So I spent half of my adolescence running around outside like kids in the 90s and prior to that did. And then I spent the other half in technology, whereas the generation before me spent their adolescence and their lives without the technology that we know now, and the generation after me grew up with all those things. So it's so interesting to see that kind of paralleled in your story, that we've seen in the story prior, I think it's called The Rival. I'm pretty sure The Rival. And forgive me if I'm wrong, but that was occurring when it kind of after the change, but in the midst of the change, where women were still, as in like a woman could have a boyfriend who was then shrunk. So then coming upon a story that takes place presumably generations after the change, well, not presumably, it's explicitly stated in the text, is so wonderful because you develop this whole new perspective in depth into the story world, and that's just such a wonderful and thoughtful thing, and you execute it with such subtlety and with such a light touch that it really gives me very little to critique. Some writers would make the mistake of having it all take place during the change, before the or all after the change. You've allowed me multiple perspectives and done it without saying this happened, you know, years after the change. Like I understood that. I would say like a page in. And sometimes, like, disorientation on behalf of a reader for the first page or two is a great thing. It begets intrigue. So, onward. Let's see. Well, I had a note that was then answered. I said, why did Madame have him being Daniel in the first place? That was answered. Poor baby. I said, I love the biblical allusion so much. And I also love that you took the care to later on specify how she came upon the Bible, despite the fact that artifacts written by men had been destroyed. Like, that level of detail is honestly very rare. And again, like, I have worked professionally reading both screenplays and novels. Even the best ones, the story building, it's just that level of detail is so, so rare. It's like the 99.9th percentile. And so it's just commendable. I said, the speech on page 106 is so sweet and enlightening and gives such a well-rounded perspective. I think I'm referring to the speech that, like, the little barber gives to Daniel. In case you can't tell by my tone, which I'm sure you can, this whole thing was just so endearing to me. And again, another detail that I just found astonishingly wonderful was that she didn't know what suits were. I would have completely missed that. I would have been like, oh, he looks so dashing. But she wouldn't know what suits were because she had never seen a fully grown man, and there would be no context for any men in this world to wear a suit unless they had been like spruced up at a salon. And I was just blown away by that. I was like, wow, he thought of that. Like, he realized that she would not know what a suit was because she had never seen a full-sized man in a suit. And honestly, I was just like, wow, that level of detail and that kind of attention to detail is just brilliant. And then I just wrote, oh my God, a straight girl. I hadn't even thought about that. That I was like, yes, girls would reproduce. Most of this is just me being astonished by how good and thoughtful your writing is. And I mean, like, deeply thoughtful. I was like, I was like, yes, like, women can reproduce without men, but it never occurred to me that that would mean that women, that it would be very rare for women to have attraction to men, or that most women would be lesbians, and that she had never seen a naked man before and felt attraction to him. I was like, oh, this is just such a lovely and dynamic story. With it's compelling to read. It's so well structured. There's suspense. It evokes emotion. There's, like I said, immense mind-blowing levels of detail that are just so tactfully incorporated. I loved that. Like, it honestly makes me feel like a bad writer because you've thought of so many things that I would have just breezed right past. Like, that she had never seen a naked man before, and in seeing one, she felt something that she had never felt toward women before because she was a straight woman, presumably. Or at the very least, like, a bisexual woman. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, she's attracted to men, and she's never, like, it was just like a revelation for me. All right, let's continue. I wrote, does she suddenly turn sinister on page 125? I became scared because she was like, well, what we're going to do, you'll need to be pretty drunk for. And so I was like, oh no, like, she's going to take advantage of him. But I was very comforted, and that was kind of assuaged by the fact that she sobered him up. And then it also gave her character a lot of textured inner life by assuming that he would want her, and then realizing what she had done wrong, and immediately compensating for it and apologizing for it, and feeling a great deal of remorse for it. So it wasn't sinister at all. I realized that she was just doing what anyone would do, where, you know, she wasn't trying to get him blackout drunk and take advantage of him. She was just trying to make him comfortable. And she didn't understand, obviously, the trauma that he had been through. And so I was relieved that she allowed him to sober up. And then I found it very, very believable, and it didn't make me dislike her character anymore after what happened between them sexually, because it seemed so believable that she would just assume that he would want her. He worships the ground that she walks on, and she is completely oblivious to his trauma. I just said his trauma response is excellent, and her response is excellent. And the next thing that I wrote is that I said, I understand both perspectives, which is key, both perspectives on sex, obviously his, given his trauma and his background and the abuse that he's endured, and hers, you know, why she would think that he would want that without asking. Like, why she would be like, oh, I'll introduce him to this and he'll love it. Like, I completely understood both perspectives, and they were completely different perspectives, and that's just the mark of good writing. And I said, this probably won't mean much to you, but in my mind, it was most akin to animal abuse, like what he had endured, particularly the element of, like, filth was very visceral to me. And that I think you find either, like, both in children who have been neglected and in animals who have been abused and neglected, like that their fur is matted and things like that. It reminded me of that, and it made my heart just absolutely sink thinking about what had been done to him. Again, these are just my reactions. And so hopefully and presumably after reading the story, they're the reactions that you are looking for and would expect, but you asked for them, so here they are. And then I just wrote, he's dancing. This is the most adorable thing that I have ever witnessed. Just the image. And then I realized, like, why I was having such a strong reaction, and I was like, oh, it's because it's excellent writing. Like, someone could have written that scene poorly and just been like, oh, he was, you know, dancing around, but your description of his little wiggles just absolutely turned my heart to a puddle. And again, I apologize for not having anything more critical to say. I will reiterate that I hope you don't take it as a sign that I'm not reading closely, because I very much am. You're just an excellent writer with very little to critique. I wrote, this could be such an effective tragedy if something were to happen to him at the end, but I'm so scared that it will. And for a moment, obviously, when his madame found her address, my blood, like, ran cold. Like, you are just an excellent storyteller. And I was like, oh no, oh no, oh no. I was so scared. I was also so scared that she had crushed him. I was just terrified. And that level of investment in your story, again, is just a testament to what an excellent storyteller you are. And I'm so glad that it had a happy ending and they ate pizza together. The only question I had is something so small. But I mean, it might be a detail worth including. I just wrote, why did that one bank worker, the one man, do that? Why did he give the address? That was the only question that I had. Like, was it just out of stupidity? Was it out of, like, some kind of, did he think he was doing the right thing? Like, I think it might be worth addressing, given that she crushes him and it's the only instance of violence that she commits against a man. I am, given that he does play a somewhat large role in the story for that reason alone, and that we've only seen her be benevolent toward men up until that point, I do want to know why he did that. Like, was it an accident? Was it intentional? That was the only thing that was unclear to me. But you, in case you haven't gathered this by now, are, in my opinion, which is, I believe, a fairly qualified one, an excellent, excellent, exemplary writer. And I want to commend you for the obvious work that has gone into this pretty tight, and I would go so far as to say flawless story, in that I personally cannot pick apart anything that I would change. I love it. Well done. I will talk to you next time, which hopefully will not be as long of a wait. I am feeling a little bit better, and you are so sweet and considerate to check in. and to ask. And so I am fully committed to doing this, not only obviously because of like the transactional part, but I am fully invested in this book. And I appreciate you sharing it with me and trusting it to me and taking in my insights. I mean every word that I say. I promise I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. I'm not sure if that's an expression you have across the pond. If you don't, it just means like bullshitting you, flattering you. If you do, sorry if that was condescending. But that's a great expression. I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. I mean every word that I say. If I had criticism, I would give it to you. But you are a terrific writer. And I've enjoyed every moment that I've spent reading your material. All right. Farewell for now, darling. I hope that you have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.